Welcome to Truth and Circumstances, where we apply the truth of God's Word to the difficult situations of real life. I'm Kyle Lamb, and with me is Greg Birdwell, preaching pastor at Providence Bible Fellowship in Westchester, Ohio.
All right, well, today we're actually going to do something a little different. Our elders at Providence are becoming authors, so I'm going to let these authors communicate about something very special in the works.
Yes, thank you, Kyle. Yeah, we've got some different writing projects in the works, and it's our conviction that if we can produce materials that would be helpful to the church universal, then we should do that. And so, Pastor Jason, you're working on something right now, so could you give us some broad brush strokes about what that is?
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, the Lord is giving me an opportunity to write a workbook for teens to help them navigate the rough terrain and broad category of anxiety. And I say specifically that it's a workbook because my goal is to help students mine the riches of the Bible to discover not only what God says about dealing with anxiety, but also who God is, the one who affects change in his people as they behold him, mm-hmm. see him for who he truly is. Mm-hmm. What do we read in 2 Corinthians 3:18? What do we know about that passage?
Oh, man.
This paraphrasing.
2 Corinthians 3:18, we're beholding.
Yes. And God, as we behold, God, we're being transformed,
yeah.
right? So there is such liberty in getting beyond just steps for change. Here are five things to do, five things not to do. There's such liberty in getting beyond all that to cultivating intimacy with the one who is sovereign and victorious over any ounce of anxiety we will ever experience. And though we certainly don't want to downplay the necessity of grace-motivated work, right? In my experience in youth ministry, at least over the past several years, there's a tendency to offer quick-fix solutions to kids struggling with anxiety and other vices. It's the take two scriptures and call me in the morning thing. You know, we don't want that. If we're not careful, we can bypass relationship with the Lord and create a program of behavior modification.
Yeah.
A very short term, very short lived. But again, lasting change happens as we behold who God is, and this provides the correct motivation and perspective and end goal. So my hope is to serve as guardrails. Again, this is a workbook. I want to serve as guardrails, if you will, keeping students on the right path toward change, all the while hoping that they will learn to cultivate a deeper relationship with the Lord that will assist in not just dealing with anxiety, but really many other pressures and temptations in life. So that's kind of the nutshell picture of it. This is going to be a 31-day journey. Okay. So this isn't going to be where students will have pages and pages and pages and pages to read every day. Mm-hmm. Each chapter, if you will, each day will include a short prompt. And then, again, as I serve as guardrails, I'll be able to guide students through mining the riches of God's Word to see what they need to see about anxiety and the God who is Lord over that.
So you have written other curriculum before. You've written some really good stuff, apologetic kind of things, and stuff that our people have been excited about. And then we might have folks thinking, okay, here's an anxiety book. Why anxiety after you've written all of these other things? Why not to take one of these other curriculums that you've already written? I mean, what gives you such a sense of urgency about anxiety in particular? What are you seeing in young people that says this is the project to write right now?
Yeah, well, first, I love writing curriculum. Mm-hmm. I mean, I absolutely love writing curriculum. You have no idea how excited I get when spiritual light bulbs turn on for students. And there's just something so humbling and glorious about students getting it for themselves. Mm-hmm. All right. Honestly, it's been my desire for several years to write an apologetics curriculum for students. Mm-hmm. Well, by God's grace, I'll get to that at some point. But several months ago, I asked a couple parents for curriculum ideas, topics that their teens needed to study. And at the time, I really needed a short series. I was looking for something 4 weeks or so. So emphatically, and I mean emphatically, the response was, do something on anxiety.
Wow.
And so I did. And those lessons were very well received, not only by the students, but by the parents. And given the discussions that took place in the classroom setting, the Lord really began to cultivate in my heart a greater sense of urgency to help our students in particular by offering a resource focused on grace-motivated, God-motivated change. And really this urgency continued to build as I learned the ways in which our students I serve define and attempt to work through anxiety. Some of the typical methods, responses are just hiding, mm-hmm. you know, hiding the struggle out of embarrassment, or just giving into this mindset, I just have to stop it because the Bible says not to be anxious. Mm-hmm. Well, if we look at the Psalms, we see the psalmist crying out with his emotions. This is what it feels like. I feel like I'm dying here. Mm-hmm. But then he turns the corner and says, yet I will trust in God. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want our students to do, to not just suppress what anxiety feels like, what the experience is. I want them to submit that to God and then turn the corner and say, you know what? God is so good. God is so glorious. I can trust him. I don't have to live in fear and failure. I don't have to hide from the struggle. I can move out. I can move up in my mind and my heart toward the things of God, and I can move out to welcome people into my life to help me walk through anxiety. So I want students to be honest before God about what anxiety feels like. And another reason for the urgent labor in writing this material is that there's a grave misunderstanding about anxiety and how this term is used in Scripture. So usually the term is linked negatively to not trusting God, and there is biblical warrant for that. We do see that. But there's also a very redemptive aspect to anxiety. Anxiety is used in Scripture to illustrate mental anguish and despair, but also great concern for the well-being of others. And we have to understand that the epitome of this concern is God concerning himself with reconciling sinners to himself through the atoning work of Christ. And in a way, God commands believers to be anxious in this way, but only to be anxious for the right things. So I want our students to turn away from spending their energy on things that are not lasting, are not beneficial to their growth in the likeness of Christ, and to actually give themselves over to great care and concern for the church and for the things of the Lord. So I just have great ambition to help our students sharpen their understanding of these points. And just personally, while all this was going on, I was reading a couple books. I was reading Tozer's The Knowledge of the Holy. Mm-hmm. And there's a quote in there that says something to the effect that the most important thing anyone can know about us is what we know about God. And then, so that was just so simple and yet so profound to my my personal growth and my perspective on the Christian life. And then I believe it was you, brother, that mentioned Thomas Chalmers' book, The Expulsive Power of a New Affection. Mm-hmm. And so I picked that up, and I was just blown away by the reality that above all, yes, Jesus is sweeter
right.
than anything. He's sweeter than anything I could be anxious about. Mm-hmm. He is more trustworthy than anything that I feel like I have to control. It just blew my mind how sweet Jesus is. And I want not only to help our students move beyond this realm of sinful anxiety, but all the while grow in their love and affection for Jesus. Mm-hmm. We have to behold.
Yeah.
And transformation comes out of that. Yeah. So this is really, yes, it's a book on anxiety, and that's going to be the primary focus. But all the while, we're really looking at spiritual disciplines.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It could be then more broadly applicable in that
absolutely,
way.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
Well, and another thing that I hope to include in this project is prompts for families.
Okay.
So the students will have work to do on a daily basis. And then, Lord willing, parents will read some of these prompts, maybe around the dinner table, discuss them. So work out this issue in the context of family discipleship. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to be, you know, the drop-off service, you know, go get Jason's book, you know, and
right.
Good luck. I want to equip wherever we can equip. So
yeah. What do you anticipate if this is a 30-31 day workbook? What do you anticipate as far as the amount of time that a student would spend on a given day?
Yeah, so there are many things vying for the attention of our young people. So I am going to be, and this is very difficult for me. You brothers know me very well. I can be long-winded, and when I write things, it's a bit wordy. So by God's grace, I am going to limit these chapters, these daily routines, to no more than 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. And hopefully this is something for them to be chewing on for the rest of the day.
Right? Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, to that end, this is something, yes, I'm doing, but other people have joined in giving feedback, giving a thought to the issue of anxiety and to the experience of what it looks like in the lives of their own kids and what they faced in their generation. So I'm just very thankful for all the input, because I want this book to not be developed in the abstract. I want it to be very gritty.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we are. This is the mess. This is what it feels like. This is what I'm seeing. And therefore just really connect with it.
Right.
And see all the more clearly the beauty of beholding Jesus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You've developed a research tool to help you prepare this book.
Mm-hmm.
And we've sent that out to our people already.
Yeah.
That's true, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Are you still looking for help with that? I mean, you still want some data on that?
Always want input. Yeah.
Could we put that, could we link that to this episode and just get people to share this episode as much as they could? And
absolutely.
Then people could open that document and basically provide you with more data for that. Could you talk about that tool a little bit?
Yeah.
So people know what they're doing with that.
I would love that. Basically, it'll take you maybe 5 minutes to fill out. It's an online form, no paperwork involved. You don't have to get an envelope and stamp and mail anything in. I just do it all online. And I'm asking questions like, for a parent, one of the questions is, my child struggles with anxiety, and then there are some options, like maybe once a week or, you know, constantly throughout the day, different options like that. So I just want to get input as in regards to what the experience is like from their perspective regarding what their child is facing. But I also want to get their perspective as a parent. What are they doing as a family, as primary disciple makers of their children, to help their children understand this issue of anxiety, what the Bible says about it? What are they doing within the family unit to rectify this situation by God's grace? So there are probably things that I'm not thinking of that should be on that form.
Mm.
And I believe there's a comment box at the bottom. So any additional input would be very welcome, very welcome.
Okay. So we've got that online form, which would be very helpful. So if you're listening to this episode and you know anyone with a student, please send this episode to them and encourage them. Listen to this episode, because this resource eventually, when it's published, will be helpful to them. And please encourage them to fill out that online form. You fill out that online form. The more data that we have, the better. How else can people help with this?
Number one, pray.
Yeah, amen.
Pray.
Oh. Okay. What specifically can people pray, Jason?
Pray for clarity of mind as I write, mm-hmm. that I would be very succinct mm-hmm. in what I'm saying, that my words would not just speak to my own heart and my own context, mm-hmm. but that God would give me great insight as to what our students are facing. This is a different day and age.
Mm-hmm.
And at the heart level, there are similarities as to what the struggle is within our being, but there are different types of pressures these days that I didn't face. And so I want to Be careful not to give myself over to those things, those pressures of the culture, those temptations. But at the same time, I want to know how these things truly feel. Mm-hmm. That may be a dangerous word, but I want to know what the experience is like in regards to what kids are facing, mm-hmm. because I want this to be a very real resource. We have resources that are written in the abstract. We know what Scripture says in principle, but how do I just get down to the nitty gritty and work it out? Mm-hmm. And again, the one thing that's, in my opinion, missing from a lot of these resources is this relational aspect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not a list of do's and don'ts.
Right.
There are things we do by God's grace, and there are things that we don't do. But if all that is not bathed in who God is, I mean, it's right. just behavior modification.
Yeah.
So we could be praying then as well for the Lord to begin preparing all the teens into whose hands this resource will find its way.
Absolutely.
That he would begin to prepare their hearts mm-hmm. to see him in a new light and to pursue holiness in the area of trusting him and in that relational aspect, you know, mm-hmm. rather than the list of do's and don'ts and yeah. see that the Lord is wonderful and mm-hmm. the great body of delight for the human being. We'll pray for you, pray for all these students.
Yeah, thank you.
What else? Anything else?
Yeah, so just pray that, honestly, it's my goal to write resources and not make this really a financial endeavor. There are costs involved in printing and all that kind of stuff. So just pray for all the background mm-hmm. logistics that have to be taken care of. But I want this resource to be as accessible as possible for not only our people, but for the masses.
Right.
So just pray that the Lord would bless this effort in such a way that we would even give away more copies of this resource than we sell.
Right.
Again, it's about making disciples.
Amen.
It's not about growing our own kingdoms. Mm-hmm. Don't care about that. I just I want to be helpful to the kingdom. And so just pray that the Lord would bless this effort in that way. And pray for my heart as I write this. I just know that going into this, the enemy is going to fight me.
You can count on that.
The enemy does not like us getting serious about our faith, mm-hmm. and especially when we're zealous about helping others get serious about their faith. So this is war, mm-hmm. and just pray, please pray that the Lord will protect my heart, protect my family, and just help me as I study and labor in this work, just help me love Jesus all the more.
Right.
That beyond this work, that maybe when I do get to that apologetic series, it'll be so much better because Jesus is so much sweeter to me. And all of us, yeah.
Okay. Kyle, you got anything, brother? Any
questions? I do want to say, when we went to youth camp recently, I was a nervous wreck on that river when we went kayaking. And I came back, and I was like, I don't know how you guys do this. And Jason had no anxiety about letting a bunch of teens with individual kayaks. I think there was like 4 rescue missions. Nobody was in serious danger, but he just said, yeah, over the years, you're not as concerned anymore. Everything's okay. And I do see in that like a trust in the Lord. And so Jason's, he's not a very anxious man, so I'm sure maybe in other areas, but that's more meant to be a funny story because that was, I was just like paddling, like my life depended on it to try to catch up with these people, hoping everybody's okay. But yeah, we're looking forward to this, and please, again, as Greg already mentioned, if you know anybody with teens, even if you don't know that they deal with anxiety, just still get this episode to them, and we want to collect as much information as we can, and we just really want to see the Lord use this in a mighty way and pray to that end. And until next time, brothers.
All right, see you. Thanks, guys.
This has been Truth and Circumstances. You can visit our website at truthandcircumstances.com. If you have any questions you'd like to hear us address on the podcast, you can email those to questions@truthandcircumstances.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and ask your questions there. Truth and Circumstances is a ministry of Providence Bible Fellowship in Westchester, Ohio.